KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an environmental assistant. The Shimigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a housekeeper and a bartender. The Belkoski Tribe of King Cove is looking for a part-time IGAP assistant and a full-time Belkoski Environmental Program assistant. EATS is hiring a behavior health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They're also hiring a community health aide for False Pass and Nelson Lagoon, a clinical information clerk for King Cove, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. Community announcements. Once again, congratulations on wrapping up your basketball season to the Rookies, Eagles, and Lady Eagles, and best of luck representing the Aleutian Chain Conference to the King Cove T-Jacks, who are advancing to state. And today is March 4th, 2025. Happy birthday to Shirley Smith. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. On a chilly winter night in interior Alaska, a pack of wolves is feasting on a moose kill. With full bellies, they begin howling. Wolves eat well when they've made a kill and may gorge themselves until they can barely move. A wolf can eat 20 pounds of meat in a sitting. Some of the largest wolves weighed have had a stomach full of recently eaten meat. An average wolf in Alaska is 100 to 110 pounds for a male and about 90 pounds for a female. In the winter of 2024, a pair of Fairbanks trappers caught the largest wolf they had ever seen. On a certified scale, the wolf weighed 149 pounds. Its stomach contents weighed only 6 pounds. This is a huge wolf. Wildlife biologist John Birch captured and weighed 180 wolves in his career in Alaska, and only 6 were bigger than 130 pounds. Fish and Game biologist Mark McNay weighed more than 300 wolves in his career in Alaska with similar results, a few in the 135 pound range and one at 143 pounds. Many of the stories of wolves topping 150 and even 200 pounds are largely unverified, and many are likely myths. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Tim Rocky. An Anchorage Superior Court judge has dismissed a lawsuit challenging the proposed Trans-Alaskan Natural Gas Pipeline as incompatible with the state constitution. The Alaska Beacon reports that the suit filed last year alleges that the founding laws of the Alaska Gasline Development Corporation are incompatible with the Alaska Constitution's guarantee of equal access to natural resources because the liquefied natural gas pipeline would result in so much climate change that it would destroy access to fish and wildlife. In her ruling Tuesday, Judge Danny Crosby sided with the state of Alaska, whose attorneys had argued that the lawsuit is substantially similar to previous cases decided by the Alaska Supreme Court. In a written statement, the law firm Our Children's Trust, which has been representing the plaintiffs, said it would appeal Crosby's decision to the Alaska Supreme Court. It's neck and neck between the top two Iditarod Trail sled dog race teams as they run up the Bering Sea coast. Jesse Holmes and Matt Hall raced into the first checkpoint on the coast last night, arriving to Unalakleet just an hour apart. Alaska Public Media's Ava White was there and has more.
Hundreds of residents cheered as Jesse Holmes and his 11-dog team pulled into Unalakleet with less than a quarter of the trail to go.
May as well be caught up in the moment, not the what's 2 days down the line.
It's just after 7 p.m., and Holmes and his dogs have two teams on their tails, veterans Matt Hall and Paige Drobny. The three have been jockeying for first place. None of them have won the Iditarod before. Holmes has placed as high as third, twice, in his seven prior Iditarods. He was born in Alabama and moved to Alaska a couple decades ago. He didn't stop for long in Unalakleet. In just over 10 minutes, he fed his team a snack, grabbed a couple of bottles of heat, which is used to power Mushers' cookers, and a bale of straw to camp further up the trail. He also accepted a prize for being the first musher to reach the checkpoint. Then, they were off. Almost exactly an hour later, veteran Matt Hall and his 10 dogs arrived in Unalakleet. They didn't stay long either. They have just over 250 miles left on the trail.
It's almost over, so I'm feeling great.
Hall, of Two Rivers, was the runner-up last year, and it's his seventh time racing the Iditarod. Before he races off, he gets a pizza delivery. A local restaurant, Peace on Earth, has a tradition where fans worldwide can order pizza for mushers. Hall got one from a fifth grade class in Wisconsin.
Oh boy, here in 2 minutes, I'm going to wolf that down.
He raced off to try to catch Holmes and to avoid being caught by Drobny, who's just a few hours behind him. A winner is expected in Nome tomorrow night. In Unalakleet, I'm Ava White.
This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
Matson, delivering the essentials for everyday life in the last frontier. Learn more at matson.com/Alaska.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Indeed, committed to giving job listings increased visibility with relevant candidates through its sponsored jobs feature. Learn more at indeed.com/NPR. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Tim Rocky. The likelihood of a volcano's explosive eruption not far from a huge chunk of Alaska's population has increased, according to researchers. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early has more on the unrest at Mount Spur.
Alaska volcano researchers like Matt Haney have had their eyes on Mount Spur for months.
It started almost a year ago with increased amounts of earthquakes beneath the volcano, and we've been tracking that closely.
Haney is the scientist in charge at the Alaska Volcano Observatory. He says researchers also observed that the surface of Mount Spur was inflating outwards. Movements escalated in the summer when researchers saw snow on the summit of the volcano begin to melt and form a turquoise lake. Then on Friday and Tuesday, researchers flew over the volcano where they sampled gases venting from the volcano. Between the increase in gases, quakes, the melting of snow, and the inflating surface, Haney says signs are pretty good that Spur will erupt in the coming weeks or months.
It's almost like we have a checklist of the usual signs that volcanoes give us before they progress to an eruption, and now we're seeing all four of those are giving us those indicators.
Mount Spur is about 80 miles west of Anchorage and the closest active volcano to Alaska's population centers. It erupted twice historically, once in 1953 and again in 1992.
When we consider many different scenarios, including the scenario that the volcano may not ultimately erupt, or other eruption scenarios, we now consider it the most likely scenario to be eruptions like occurred in 1953 and 1992 at Spur.
Haney says the most likely scenario is an eruption not from the summit of Mount Spur, but at an opening about 2 miles away called Crater Peak.
The eruptions of Mount Spur in 1953 and in 1992 were from Crater Peak. And when they flew around Crater Peak, they did not measure sulfur dioxide gas in excess of background there, but they did measure carbon dioxide, which is indicative of magma intruding beneath Mount Spur in Crater Peak in particular.
Spur remains at a yellow advisory status, as it has since October. But Haney and other researchers now predict an explosive eruption rather than lava running down the volcano.
More often than not, we have explosive eruptions that fragment magma and shoot ash, 50,000 feet into the atmosphere.
Those explosions could last for as long as a few hours and produce ash clouds carried for hundreds of miles. On the ground, the ash would also be the most immediate danger to residents, says State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management spokesman Jeremy Zidek.
Ash is not good for people to breathe. It's not good for you to get on your skin. And so what we want people to do during a volcanic eruption is really minimize their exposure to that ash as much as possible. mask up if they do have to go outside.
Zittig says the ash can also impact visibility on the roads and damage vehicles, so residents should limit their driving in the event of an eruption. Haney, the volcano researcher, says an eruption could come with little or no additional warning and pose a risk to people closer to the volcano within about 15 or 20 miles.
There would be more proximal hazards like hot flows of ash and gas called pyroclastic flows that would go down the slopes of the volcano. There can also be volcanic mud flows called lahars.
More information on how residents can prepare for an eruption is available on the State Emergency Division website, ready.alaska.gov. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.
This is Alaska Public Media.
Start out with Zach Bryan here with Spotless, and that's featuring the Lumineers. After that, Luke Combs with When It Rains, It Pours, and L.A. King with King of Sorrow.
Turn on the TV, act like you don't see me. Tell me everything is okay. My mother is a saint and told me if I wait, everything meant to be will stay. But I am a believer in people pleasing. Other fucking telephones are ruining this place. Met a man in New York City, told me humans ain't as pretty as a perfect day will chase for all their days. I ain't spotless, neither is you. But once in my life I'm gonna see it through. If you want spotless, I'll always lose. I don't want love, but I want the truth. People die a thousand times to get to who they are. You were praying to the heavens on a late train car. Your heart knows deeper seasons than my eyes ever will. I'm a self-destructive landslide if you wanna be the hit. I ain't spotless, neither is you. For once in my life, I'm gonna see it through. If you wanna leave this, that's okay. Everything meant to be is bound to stay. Remember jumping in the pool when we was fully clothed in August. We was soaking, choking, smoking in my old shitty apartment. Then they cut off all the lights cause the bills were never paid. We were stealing all the power from the neighbors on vacation. I ain't spotless, neither is you. For once in my life I'm gonna see it through. If you want spotless or always lose, you gave me love, lover, you gave me the truth. I was alone. You were betting on a loser. You were calling my bluff. Only one another is it never enough. You were right there with me. I can't stop this, neither can you. But once in my life, I'm bound to see it through. If you want spotless, I'll always lose. You gave me love, lover, you gave me.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all alone. Then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket. Bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time all, but she was wrong. I was calling number 5 on the radio station. Won a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation. Deep-sea senorita fishing down in Panama. See my ex-future.
when she heard about my newfound luck on that FM dial. And it's crazy how lately now it just seems to come in waves. What I thought was gonna be the death of me was my saving grace. It's got me thinking that her leaving is the only logical reason that I got the last spot in the Hooters parking lot, and the waitress left her number on my check with a heart. She picked up on the first ring when I gave her a call, and I only spent $5 at the Moose Club raffle, one a used four wheeler and three free passes for me and two of my buddies to play around a golf. Off ticket, bought two 12 packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong. And I was caller number 5 on the radio station, on a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation. DC Senorita fishing down in Panama. And I ain't gotta see my ex future mother.
Tomorrow, so I followed the sorrow song of the moon. Scripture singing, man, I can't seem to find my way back home. It's been 100 years, I've no idea which direction to go. To cease my song of sorrow. To cease my song of sorrow.
Song of sorrow. song of sorrow.
Yeah, we'll take a look at Jelly Roll next with Son of a Sinner. You know, why Jelly Roll? I know he's large, but man, that handle, that's a dumb handle as Big Wave. Sorry, I'm laughing myself. After that, we have Kenny Chesney with Ain't Back Yet, and then Amber Hayes with Wait.
Never get lonely. I got these goals to keep me company. I took the rear view off of this so forward, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new. I'm a pedal to the highway. If you ever wonder why we write these songs, 'cause I'm only one drink away from the devil. I'm only one call away from home. Yeah, I'm somewhere in the middle. I guess I'm just a little right and wrong. These back roads guide me. These pills pretend to be my friend. I'm done for the last time. I'm lying to myself again. I always say that. Now I'm on my way back here somehow. I should know by now. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new. Slowly breaking. Might pop a pill and smoke and maybe drink. Talk to God and tell him what I think. At first he's gonna hate me, but eventually he'll say, I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new ways I can get gone. I'm a born out
gotten jacked up. A quarter mile, that was all it was. I burned the cool off of that Corvette. Now it's gone and I ain't back yet. Looking back at the moments, black and white, I wouldn't change a thing that changed my and gasoline. First taste of love, never will forget. I was gone and I ain't back yet. I was gone, gone and I ain't back yet. Looking back at the moments, black and white, I wouldn't change the thing that changed my life. For the worse, for the better. Stand up by a country mile. When I went out for some cigarettes, and I was gone and I ain't back yet. I was gone, gone and I ain't back yet. I was gone and I ain't back, ain't back, ain't back yet. Ain't back yet. I was gone.
And Billy Currington is next with People Are Crazy. And John Fogerty after that with Joy of Life. And then River City Gang with This Old Town.
This old man and me, we're at the bar and we're having us some beers and swapping night on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace, all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, and beer is good, and people are crazy. He said, I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death. He lit a cigarette, said, these damn things will kill. People are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face. Front page obituary, he was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drop by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Beside me, I've been waiting since you left. She's sweet to me, must be the luckiest man alive. Did I tell you, baby, you are the joy of my life? I saw you. Ooh, you took my breath away. Yeah. I might not get to heaven, but I walked with the angels that day. Takes me by the hand. I am the luckiest man alive. Did I tell you, baby, you are the joy of my life? Some may have the worldly fame. Yeah. Long as I have you, I treasure each and every day. Just take me by the hand. I am the luckiest man alive. Did I tell you, baby, you are the joy of my life? Did I tell you, baby, you are the joy of my life?
In a little old house just a few miles south of the Mason-Dixon line. And I've seen yellow monsters tear the trees out of the ground. In a year and a half, my own dirt bike path was bare beneath this town. Now this field's farm is concrete and the general store's long gone. But in our hearts, the memories will live on and on and on. I'm looking for my dirt road, the little town I know. But this old town has changed. I'm looking for my old home, all the people I know. But this old town has changed, except the name. Seen giant oak trees turn to neon billboard signs, and the hungry doors of big chain stores eat mom and pops alive. I've seen rows of park cars grow over top of rows of corn, and the people seeds that sprout like weeds on no man knuckles farm. Now three chopper roads a highway, and this field's cows are gone. But in our hearts, the memories will live on and on and on. I'm looking for my dirt road, the little town I know. But this old town has changed. I'm looking for my old home, all the people I know. But this old town has changed, except the name.
Summer roads a highway, and this fields cows are gone. But in our hearts, the memories will live on and on and on. I'm looking for my dirt road, little town I know. But this old town is strange. I'm looking for my old home, all the people I know. But this old town is strange. I'm looking for my dirt road, little town I know. This old town has changed. I'm looking for my old.
And up next we have Clay Dustin with I'll Take That Job, and then Gwyneth Paltrow, the actress, she can also has also got a pretty good voice, with a country song, and then Ashley Gearing with Out the Window, all coming at you on KSTP.
I lost my job down at the factory, boss man blamed the economy. Got bills up to my knees. I got a wife and kids to feed. I need to use these working hands of mine. I'll take that job that Johnny Paycheck shoved. I can't find one anywhere, and I'm just about to give up. I've emailed and Twitter and wore out my fingers and prayed to the Lord above. Take that job, Johnny Paycheck Show. Took the title loan out on my old truck, sold my fishing boat and pawns and stuff. Right now I'll take anything at all. I'm not too proud to wash them dishes. I'll get down and dig those ditches. Don't want to move in with my mother-in-law. I'll take that job that Johnny Paycheck shoved. I can't find one anywhere, and I'm just about to give up. I've emailed and Twitter and wore out my fingers and prayed to the Lord above. Take that job, Johnny Paycheck Shove. I want that job, times are tough. Take that job, Johnny Paycheck Show. I'll take that job.
Like some wide-eyed dreamer that just rolled in off a dusty Midwest bus. Yeah, on the outside I look fragile, but on the inside it's something you can't crush. 'Cause I'm country strong, hard to break. But I won't come out fighting. I may lose, but I always keep my faith. 'Cause I'm country strong, hard to break, like the ground I grew up on. You may fool me and I'll fall, but I won't stay down.
Sweeter life. what she was about to do.
Dierks Bentley is up next with Home, and we might have a little bit of time for a Jeanette McCurdy with Not That Far Away.
West, on a plane bound west, I see her stretch out below. Land, blessed motherland, the place where I was born. Scars, yeah, she's got her scars. Sometimes it starts to worry me, 'cause lose, I don't wanna lose sight of who we are. From the mountains high to the wave-crashed coast, there's a way to find better days. I know it's been a long, hard ride, got a ways to go, but this is still the place that we all.
Thank you.
is not.